I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The White House has reached for the pause button, and President Obama has put plans for an American military strike in Syria on hold. And discussions are underway between U.S. and Russian officials about how to seize and eliminate Syria's chemical weapons. The White House says it won't put up with delaying tactics, but getting rid of Bashar al-Assad's chemical weapons arsenal is going to take some time. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
President Obama's decision to build his case for confronting Syria on the issue of chemical weapons has already paid off. Even before he walked up to the podium to deliver his primetime speech Tuesday night, Obama had scored a historic victory, says Joe Cirincione. He's an expert on weapons of mass destruction at the Plowshares Fund and an advisor to the State Department.
Remember, it was on Monday morning, the Syrian government was denying they even had chemical weapons. And by Monday afternoon, they were talking about handing them over to international control. And by Tuesday morning, they had agreed to sign the Chemical Weapons Convention, the treaty that bans these weapons and sets up the inspection procedures for verifying their elimination. This is just a huge step forward in a very short period of time.
One reason why Obama focused on Syria's use of chemical weapons, Cirincione says, is because the president has long taken this issue seriously.
His first foreign policy speech was in Prague in April 2009 on the necessity of moving towards the elimination of nuclear weapons. As a senator, he took this on as one of his key issues. So he sees these weapons as the primary national security threat to the United States, and many national security experts agree.
Cirincione says the president should be taken at his word. Obama was not looking for an excuse to initiate U.S. military action in Syria. Rather, Bashar al-Assad forced him to when his forces unleashed the chemical attack of August 21st. So diplomats at the United Nations are working towards drafting a Security Council resolution that would require Assad to give up his chemical arsenal. But in the midst of a brutal civil war, disarming Syria would be a real challenge. Paul Walker is a chemical weapons expert with Green Cross International and a former staffer with the House Armed Services Committee. He says the security situation in Syria is just the first hurdle.
It's realistic, but it's also pretty challenging. I think the most challenging part would be the follow-on process for a destruction program that would require probably hundreds, maybe even thousands of construction workers to build facilities and to implement a destruction plan.
Assad's chemical weapons stockpiles are spread out among several dozen sites, and Walker thinks it would take years to carry out a verifiable disarmament plan. Here's the next problem. How serious is the Russian government about disarming Syria? Jeremy Shapiro of the Brookings Institution is a former State Department policy planner. He says the Russians are not primarily interested in getting rid of Assad's chemical weapons.
But they are serious about trying to find a compromise that will avoid an American use of force. And in the process of that compromise, they might open up ways of preventing the future Syrian use of chemical weapons. They might end up finding ways of getting rid of at least some of the Syrian stockpile. And they could even conceivably pave the way toward a larger diplomatic agreement on the problem.
Shapiro says the White House needs to be prepared for both Russia and Syria to play for time. It's likely they will slow down the inspections process and drag things out to delay any military action. But still, he says it's worth going down this diplomatic road because the alternative of military strikes is less attractive. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.